saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, well, I want to share something here with you. Oh, by the way, I want to get this in. Ruth Bader Ginsburg completing a three-week stint of chemotherapy again. Yeah, three-week therapy again, which is, you know, wasn't learned until right after it was over. Pancreatic cancer, she's fighting it still. Radiation therapy, here it is, Washington AP. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg completing radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas. There is no evidence of the disease remaining, according to the Supreme Court. Of course, they've told us that several times. It is the fourth time the 86-year-old justice has announced that she has been treated for cancer over the last two decades. It follows lung cancer surgery in December. That kept her away from the court for weeks. December's surgery was her first illness-related absence from the court since being appointed by Bill Clinton in 1993. As the court's oldest member at 86, Ginsburg has been asked questions for years about her health and retirement plans. She has also in recent years attracted particularly enthusiastic fans as the leader of the liberal wing of the court, which includes four members appointed by Democratic presidents and five by Republicans. Both liberals and conservatives watch her health closely because it's quite clearly understood the court would shift right for decades potentially if President Donald Trump were to get the ability to nominate someone to replace her. The president's saying, I'm hoping she's going to be fine, but the latest cancer, about 86 years old. A biopsy performed July 31 confirmed a localized malignant tumor. And she began treatment August 5th. 3 weeks of radiation therapy, and as part of her treatment, had a bile duct stent placed. Ginsburg tolerated the treatment well and does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests and scans, according to the statement. So we'll see what happens. Yes, Ruth Bader Ginsburg could hold the ticket to a very different Supreme Court. If you didn't know, and this is according to NBC News, and I want you to have this. I want you to have this from NBC News, published just a couple of days ago. Here's what they put out, did NBC News. Women are increasingly opting out of heterosexuality because it is, quote, the bedrock of their global oppression. Being heterosexual is the bedrock of your oppression, women. Marcy Bianco, writing for NBC News on its website, wrote this. Men need heterosexuality to maintain their social dominance over women. Women, on the other hand, are increasingly realizing not only they don't need heterosexuality, but that it is also the bedrock of their global oppression. Ms. Bianco puts together a series of recent stories from Jeffrey Epstein to the Dayton and El Paso mass shooters to Miley Cyrus's separation and Julianne Hough's declaration that she's not straight, which she says together have laid bare the strictures of an American patriarchy on the edge of a nervous breakdown. Miley Cyrus gets a divorce, and somehow that's a breakdown of the patriarchy. As the status quo, heterosexuality is just not working, she concludes, before explaining just how evil men are and how women are learning to live without them. As a snapshot of 2019 America, these stories present a startling picture. Men continue to coerce, harass, rape, and kill girls and women, and go to extreme lengths to avoid responsibility for their actions. Now, you know, I've been heterosexual my whole life. I don't think I've raped or killed girls or women. I'm quite certain of that. But I digress. On the other side of the issue, girls and women are challenging heterosexuality and even absconding from it altogether. Patriarchy is the most potent when oppression doesn't feel like oppression, or when it's packaged in terms of biology, religion, or basic social needs like security, acceptance, and success. Or maybe you just like men. Heterosexuality offers women all these things as selling points to their... It's called the natural order of things. It's a painful piece of contorted logic that reveals far more about the writer than it does about society or its institutions. The writer, obviously, is mentally malnourished, clearly mentally malnourished. Mm-hmm. And how do you tie together Miley Cyrus and Jeffrey Epstein in shootings in El Paso by an eco-terrorist or in Dayton by a leftist? How do you get there? An eco-terrorist, yes, in El Paso that also targeted those coming across the border illegally. Anyhow, a similar tirade proposing that women are the source of the world's ills would garner well-deserved condemnation and no self-respecting news site would publish it. But then, of course, this is NBC News. We were talking about an actual news organization. Because here's something else she wrote. While men stew in their mess, women are rising. They're taking back control of their lives and their bodies, and they're questioning the foundation of the patriarchy, heterosexuality, that has kept them blindly subordinates for centuries. Yeah, having families makes you blindly subordinate. So now heterosexuality is the problem. And don't laugh too loudly. Because every time one of these half-baked notions comes along, the susceptible, the mentally susceptible fall into line. And by the way, mentally susceptible includes Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh is a radio host for Salem who has been an anti-Trumper, a very hateful guy when it comes to Trump. He's now running for president because he says Trump has destroyed America. It's over. And the only chance we have now is to save the campaign and to save the country by his campaign, Joe Walsh. You have to be brave, he said. Well, we're really arrogant. It's 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.